We are witnesses of all these things that the gospel should proclaim to the whole nations. It should be preached to all nations. Why? He told us that all these gospels and the scriptures and what it was fulfilled for and what it was fulfilled for him in the love of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be proclaimed to the whole nation is because we need it. And then because the gospel is exactly suited to all the nations. And further, because God has chosen a number in all nations who will receive the word and be saved by it. And also because it shall be a witness against those nations who hear it but refuse to hear it. Some nations will learn. We know that some of those nations in the time of Jesus, like Paul, was addressing the Greeks, who were proud of their philosophy and were continually seeking after wisdom. He preached repentance and remission of sins in Christ's name. He preached about repentance and forgiveness of sins. And today in the whole Archdiocese of Milwaukee, we are preaching about the safeguardian of children. And it means that we need to follow the ABC doctrine of Jesus Christ and him crucified that he proclaimed wherever. Clergy and school personnel and many parish members and you and I are designated to mandated reporters of child abuse. When one of these persons receive information leading to a reasonable suspicion that a child is being abused or neglected, he or she make a report to the appropriate child protection or law enforcement agency. The chapter of the protection of children and young people was adopted for the Bishop of the United States in 2002. This important document contained the essential norms which we are church response to the child abuse and the foundation for a concrete plan to proactively prevent child abuse. We are called to speak out against injustice, especially when the vulnerable is targeted. Not speaking out allows the abuse to continue. Ideas about morality need to be converted from talk about sinful behavior that can be easily be forgiven in confession to understanding the harms the sinful actions to do others. You are witnesses of all these things. And what is written, it should be proclaimed in his name to all nations. Treating children as Jesus treated them, we need it for a consistent theology of childhood. Why is this gospel to be preached among all the nations? Because we have appointed you. He has appointed us as a watchman for the house of Israel. And all the commandments are resumed up in a single command that we must love our neighbor. And love is the one thing that will not hurt or harm any of our brothers and sisters. The message of go and preach the gospel to all the nations for us this week could not be more appropriate as we celebrate in the safeguarding of children. But also, it's not just about how much law also we can create it to protect the vulnerable, to protect our children, but also to protect our youth and to protect ourselves. Each of the readings in a different ways and from different perspectives speak about the mutual demands of love and the responsibility for each other. Our responsibility to respect, cherish, and heal on the one hand, and our responsibility to protect and make accountable all who harm or hurt our brothers and sisters. And we are all witnesses of these things, to go and to preach the gospel to all the nations.